Welcome to the Immeasurably More Mini Messages. I'm Erin, here with my mom, and today we're going to talk to you about the God who loves you more.
Yes, and we get to share some of the treasures that we gained from listening to the episode on Monday where Valerie shared her story about her son, Nick. And I was, you know, as with all the other episodes, they're such a blessing. And I always walk away from each episode with more. And I'm so blessed by everyone's story. And I learned so much. And it's the same with Valerie's. I feel like I had to listen to it more than once just because there was so much that I was able to learn and take away from her message and her story. And one of the really powerful things that Valerie shared, and again, you need to listen to it yourself because we won't be able to repeat everything that she shared in her episode. So I suggest you go and listen to Valerie's episode. But one of the things that she shared that I want to talk about is authenticity and being real with God. And we've talked about this before, but she just, I don't know, I felt like she shed so much light on being real and honest and being okay with the fact if you're mad at God, be mad at God. She talked about screaming, going outside in her backyard and screaming at God and, you know, going into her bathroom and screaming at him and just exposing all of the good, bad, and the ugly that was in her heart as she was going through everything that she was going through and just the ugliness of how you feel when you are totally destroyed. You know, when they got the diagnosis for Nick and then started to take care of him, how much that broke them in every way. And I know what that's like. And to be completely broken and desperate and discouraged, and you feel like you have no hope. And even though she knew God, she was very vocal about how she felt towards God. And she even talked about Job's wife, which I love. You know this.
Yes.
The story of Job, if you've never read it, Job's wife is pretty raw and pretty real. I think she has like one line in the book of Job, and she basically says, curse God and die, Job. But the truth is, Job's wife went through everything that Job did, and she was at her wit's end. And so I can relate to that. I can relate to feeling totally abandoned by God, feeling completely crushed in spirit, and wondering, God, where are you? What are you doing? How can you allow this to happen? And Valerie shared all of those emotions and the things that she went through in her episode. And I was really encouraged by that. And I think that I know you have talked about this in other episodes, how God wants us to come to him just as we are.
Right. And the truth is that God gave us the emotions that we have, and they're good. And although people think that anger is a bad thing, but when we bring God our anger, he meets us right where we are. And he wants us to express our emotions to him because he loves us so much. And he takes us right where we are. God doesn't want us to be fake with him.
Right.
Ultimately, well, he knows.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say, he already knows. So like trying to hide how you really feel,
it's only hurting us.
It's exactly. And stuffing down the emotions and not being real and honest in the midst of them. I mean, these stories that we've shared, as a mom, as a parent, your greatest love is your child, and you would do anything for your child. And to have their lives taken from you is devastating. I just really appreciate how real Valerie was and how she shared that regardless of how she felt, she ran to God with all of her emotions, and God was there with her in the midst of it. Even though she didn't understand why, God didn't answer her, just like he didn't answer Job. In the book of Job, God never told Job why he allowed the suffering that he did, but what God gave Job was more of himself. And I believe that's exactly what Valerie was trying to communicate. And another really amazing and profound, well, it was two stories really that she shared that I was moved by, and I think is so important for all of us to hear and understand and put into practice. She talked about how during their journey, there were two incidents that she will never forget to this day, where she was a complete mess. And one time she was at church and a woman came alongside her, put her arms around her, hugged her, and just let her weep in her arms. She did not say anything to Valerie. And then there was another incident when she was actually at the mall and she was looking for boys' clothes. And just because of everything going on with Nick and how he was losing his ability to do all the things he used to be able to do, she just lost it. She was just in the mall. And so she left the mall and went to her pastor's wife's house. And again, she went in and she just wept. She fell into her pastor's wife, who was a friend of hers, she fell into her arms and just wept. And her pastor's wife just held her and again, did not say anything. And she said, we don't need words sometimes.
Right.
And I know me as a mom for you, when you have those days, I'm learning. I am a work in progress as a mom, but I am learning. I'm learning through my own experience and I'm learning through being your mom when you are going through a difficult day. I don't have to say something. Like I want to, it's kind of like, I want to say something. I want to quote a verse or something like that. But I know for me, sometimes people have come into a situation when I was a mess and quoted a verse or, you know, said something to try to encourage me. And it didn't do that. In fact, right. It did the opposite. It made me feel worse.
And sometimes you can't even hear what other people are saying.
Right.
I know that I have been in that place where I am so consumed with pain that it's hard to even hear what other people are saying and what they're trying to encourage you with. And I will say, Mom, that you have done an incredible job at just being there for me and just holding me or saying, I'm here.
Well, I've learned though, you know that I have.
Yes.
I wasn't always this way. Thank you.
Well, and those moments have impacted me so much because I need sometimes to just be held and to know that I'm safe.
Right.
And to know that you love me and you're praying for me, even if you're not praying for me out loud, I know you're praying for me.
Right, right.
And to have that knowledge in the back of my head, that's comforting too. And not only are words not always needed, but like you said before, they can also negatively impact someone.
Right.
And so I just want to encourage the listener too, if anyone in your life that you love is really struggling right now, maybe just hug them.
Right.
Maybe just be there for them or just tell them, I'm here. You don't have to come up with an answer or try to fix the situation. Just letting them know that they're not alone and that you're there for them can make a greater impact than anything you could possibly say.
Yeah. And that's exactly what, you know, the few things that she said at the end after sharing those stories is that you don't need words, just be there. And that is enough.
Mm.
Just being there. So whether it's you, you know, you're listening now and you're the one going through that, and just also know that when people do say things that are hurtful, most times do not mean it,
right?
For sure. I mean, they're trying to help, but sometimes words, as we just talked about, are not helpful. They're trying to help though. And if you know someone, like Erin said, going through a difficult circumstance right now, just hug them. Just be there. Maybe just go over and do their dishes or bring them a meal and just sit with them as they cry. I think that is so impactful.
I also want to say something to the listener who is on the other side, the one who is actually going through the season of pain and they've experienced someone who has come into their life and tried to have all the answers or say things that have actually hurt them. I want to just speak to you and say that if those are people in your life that you love and you trust, maybe just tell them, hey,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love you and I appreciate everything that you're trying to say and that you're trying to help, but can you please just love me in the midst of it? Can you please just hug me and trust that God is taking care of it? And can you pray for me? By speaking those words and sharing them with the people that you love, I believe that it makes an impact, but to just allow it to fester and in your heart and right. think, okay, this person's just going to keep saying it, that will hurt you even more. So I just want to encourage you, because I had to come to that place with you, Mom.
Right.
Because you were, you know, you were talking scripture and God and all those things. And those right. things are so valuable. But what I needed in that moment was to just be held by you. And I also want to say that a lot of times God is that way, that he doesn't always give us the answer, but he holds us in the midst of it.
Right.
When yeah. we can trust that he's there.
You know who I learned that from, honestly, is your dad. I've watched your dad go up and give you a hug when you were in a bad place, and that's all he did. He right. just would go up to you and just hug you. And I thought, wow, that right there, that's it. That hug meant more than me in the other room, you know, quoting a verse. And that's not to say that there is power in the spoken word of God.
Absolutely.
There is power to change circumstances, to change an atmosphere, and worship music too. But I, like I said, am learning, and I'm so thankful that I have an example through your dad, and that I'm listening to these episodes and hearing what these other moms have gone through has been a huge encouragement to me. Valerie also shared how afraid she was during this journey with Nick, her son, and, you know, how she still experiences fear to this day. And I can relate to that. I, you know, after they told us that Hunter would not live to see his second birthday, for the first year and a half of Hunter's life, I was consumed with fear. I didn't leave the house. I was consumed with taking care of Hunter. I thought, well, today could be the day. I have to be with him every second. I didn't know when he would take his last breath, and the doctors didn't know either. And so I felt like I literally stared at him, and you were so little, you were like 2 years old. And so you were right there along with us. And so I remember that fear. And I also, you know, have experienced fear since then, with your dad going through cancer 3 times, through your experience with all that you've been through, and so many other things. And so I was really thankful that she talked about fear. And she shared another amazing story about Nick. And again, I won't do it justice. You need to go back and listen to the episode. But she was talking about how Nick was in the bathroom, and she heard a thump from outside the bathroom, and she, you know, ran to see what had happened, and he fell and he hurt himself. And mind you, he at this point in time was starting to lose a lot of his abilities. And so she walked in, and he had a, you know, pretty big gash on his leg, I think it was. And she just sat down with him and just started bawling. It was kind of like she got to the point where she was just like, this is too much. I mean, she was just so heartbroken for her son and all he was going through. And so she just fell apart. And Nick grabbed hold of her face, put her face in his hands, and said, "Mommy, if I have to be brave, you have to be brave." Mm. And I was like, I could just picture that moment with her son. And she said she's never forgotten that. And that has helped her and encouraged her in so many situations where she's been afraid since that day. And so now when she is in situations where she feels afraid, she remembers Nick's words, and they bring her comfort and courage. And those words, she says, were a gift from God, because they have helped her deal with fear since that experience. And you know, this reminded me of a verse that has been so important to me through the years when I've had to deal with fear. And it's in Joshua. It's Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And she also shared another verse. It's in 2 Timothy 1:7, that God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I mean, with both of those verses, you know, God is with us in the midst of our fear. We are not alone. We feel very much alone. Like, that's the reality. If you feel alone, and you're scared, because right. if you realize that God was with you, you wouldn't be afraid if the God of the universe is right there with you. But he is right there with you, and he wants us to come to him with our fear, and he's there in the midst of it.
Right. And he meets us where we are in our fear because he knows that we're going to be afraid. We live in a world where there's so much to be afraid of. And when you have watched loved ones suffer, I mean, for me, from Hunter to Dad to you to Cam at times, I've been filled with so much fear. And yet God has met me in those places and reminded me of those verses and reminded me that he does meet me in those moments of fear to carry me.
Yes.
To walk alongside me in my fear. Because these words in scripture, he wrote them to reassure us in these moments of fear because he knew we would be afraid.
Right. And it's, you know, what is the opposite of fear? It's faith. In right. many circumstances, it's the faith to trust and believe that, yes, this is a scary circumstance, what you're in and what you're walking through. But by faith, you cling to the fact that God has promised to never leave you, never to forsake you, and that he is with you in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through.
Amen. I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you have said. And I really just want to end talking about God's love and how God loves us more. And this is something that I took away from Valerie's message, and it's really stuck with me. And she talks about this time where she was just screaming at God, saying, "Why, God? I just love him so much." And in that moment, God said to her, "I love him more." That rocked me when I heard that, because I've experienced that moment where I'm like, "God, I love this person so much." I remember crying out to God in Hunter's life and saying, "God, let me take his place with my dad. God, let me take his place with you. Let me take her place." And yet, obviously, God didn't allow me to do that. But it's that deep love in me that longed for you and Dad and Hunter to come out of that place of suffering.
And that love that you have for us comes from the love of God that is in you. We've talked about this, that we can't even know what real love is unless we know the love of God. And I loved, if I can hop in here, sorry.
Of course.
I loved how Valerie shared, yes, that God revealed to her that I love him more. And then she went on to say, and God loves me more. And it's like, if God loves us more in that moment, doesn't God also know that in the midst of all that we are going through, that it's his love that is going to get us through it?
And the truth is that God understands our deep love for someone more than we can even fathom. His love is far deeper than ours. And because of his love, when we hurt, he hurts too. But ultimately, his plans are always greater. When we are going through our own season of pain, we can often start to believe that God doesn't love us. But it's his very love that allows us to go through the pain, because he knows that it will draw us closer to his heart and ultimately love him more.
Amen. And you know what? What a gift it is to get to know the love of God one day at a time and to allow his love to flow out of our lives into the lives of others and to be there for people and to hold them and to just be there in their time of greatest need. That's the love of God being poured out.
Let's end in prayer and just ask God to help us to love and know him more.
Yes, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for your immeasurable love for us. Lord, help us to know and love you more. And Lord, I pray that your love would flow out of our lives into the lives of other people. Lord, bring to mind people that need to know that you love them in our lives so that we can be a part of helping them to know you more. Lord, show us who those people are. Help us to go to them. And Lord, whether we use words or not, just help us to be there. You are so incredible and amazing. Lord, help us to know and remember that you are a God who loves us immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.